But it has just clicked to 7 o'clock. So I will once again thank everyone who has tuned in both on Facebook and on YouTube. It is now my opportunity to share a devotion. And this morning, I'd like to share a devotion on biblical hope. So we are now in December, which means we are, as I said, to my great delight, in the season of Christmas. If you know me, you know I love Christmas. The decorations of bright colors and flashing lights, the cheery music, family and friends reunited after time apart, all of it. In Red House, where I have had the privilege of living and growing up, we have Father Christmas, who comes down the river on Christmas Eve to deliver gifts to children. We have a Boxing Day family triathlon as people take time out of their busy schedules to connect and to celebrate this great gift of life. It truly is the most wonderful time of the year. But what is it that we are celebrating? And why is it a season of hope? If you are from a traditional church background, like the Anglican church that I grew up in, you will know that this past Sunday was Advent Sunday, the first Sunday of the Advent calendar for this year. Advent is simply a time of expectant waiting and preparation for the arrival of something significant. In the Christian liturgical year, Advent is an expectant waiting and preparation for the arrival of the birth of Jesus Christ, celebrated on Christmas Day. This is what we are celebrating. This is why it is a season of hope. I realize and respect that for many, this year has been incredibly tough. And this Christmas season may be one that we are entering into questioning the brokenness and disorder around us. We may have lost loved ones and be entering this time with a tinge of sadness or mourning. There is much uncertainty in our world at present, and we may be experiencing a feeling of hopelessness. But this is what I'd like to address this morning. What is biblical hope? And how do we, like David wrote in the Psalms, when his circumstances were against him, keep our hope in the Lord? Biblical hope is more than just having an optimistic outlook on life. Having an optimistic outlook is a good thing. And it is choosing to believe that things will turn out for the best and that our circumstances will change for the better. Again, this is a good thing. But biblical hope goes deeper than that. When David wrote in the Psalms that his hope comes from the Lord, his circumstances were dire, and he often did not have an optimistic outlook that things may change for the better. And yet he maintained his hope in the Lord, for he reminded himself of God's faithfulness. Biblical hope, as opposed to blind optimism, is not eagerly awaiting our circumstances changing. It is trusting on the unchanging character of our God. Biblical hope looks back at the faithfulness of God in order that we may look forward to a future of hope. There is a poem in the book of Isaiah that has been pressing on my heart throughout this lockdown period, and all the more so as we head into Christmas. I think that this poem points to a few reasons that will encourage us to maintain our hope in the Lord. It's in Isaiah 52, verse 7, and it says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" Isaiah is prophesying that we have good news to bring to the world around us. How beautiful it is for us to be the feet that bring good news of the gospel. Christmas ought to be a time when the whole world comes into a hopeful expectation of the good news that God has not forsaken us, but instead heaven has come to earth in the form of a baby, so that through that blessed child we may all become children of God. From this poem in Isaiah, I'd like to emphasize 3 points to encourage us to hold onto our hope in God. Firstly, our hope is rooted in the good news that our God reigns. In amongst the great uncertainty surrounding us this year, it is easy to be tossed around like a wave in the wind, trying to make heads and tails of everything that is happening. When Isaiah wrote this poem to the children of Israel, they were living in great uncertainty. They had been exiled from Jerusalem, exiled from the land God had promised them and their ancestors, and the temple of their God had been destroyed. It was a time of great uncertainty. And during this time of great uncertainty that we live in, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news that our God reigns. There is another poem written by Isaiah that points to the hope that our God reigns, and one we celebrate at Christmas time. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his kingdom and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever." This is a promise of Jesus the Messiah's eternal reign as King of all creation. Jesus is exalted as Mighty God and Everlasting Father, the rule of his reign having no end. Our God reigns forever. During these uncertain times, may we continue to remind ourselves of the good news that our God reigns. When we battle to make sense of the troubles around us, may we look back and remind ourselves of God's faithfulness so that we may look forward with hope in the knowledge that our God reigns. Secondly, our hope is rooted in the good news that Jesus has come to earth to proclaim peace. Colossians chapter 1 reads, and it's speaking about Jesus, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him," being Jesus, "and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." The uncertainty plaguing our world this year has led to much turmoil in our hearts and minds. Peace has often given way to anxiety. We as Christians may even have questioned whether this was an expression of God's anger, that we may somehow have become his enemy. But this scripture makes it clear. God has made peace with all of creation by reconciling us to himself through Jesus' death on the cross. What a hope to hold on to. What good news to share, that we have peace with God through Jesus, and that Jesus, who reigns eternal with the Father, is the Prince of Peace. Scripture gives us an instruction with the promise, "Be anxious for nothing, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." During these uncertain times, may we continue to remind ourselves of the good news that God has made peace with us through reconciliation in Jesus, and that through Jesus, he has promised to guard our hearts and minds with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Finally, our hope is rooted in the good news that Jesus has brought salvation. Ephesians 2 tells us, "Once we were dead in our transgressions and sins, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." How beautiful it is to bring good news that once we were far off from God, but now, by the grace of God, because of his great love for us, we have been reconciled through Jesus. And this is why we remember and celebrate his coming to earth. 1 Peter 1 verse 3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." We look back at God's faithfulness in that he defeated death and the grave through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we proclaim salvation. We declare the scripture that says, "Death has been swallowed up in victory." During these uncertain times, may we continue to remind ourselves of the good news that God has paid the ultimate price through Jesus, so that we may have so great a gift of salvation, and that for the whole world also. In conclusion, may we maintain our hope in the Lord, that we have good news of a mighty God, an everlasting Father who reigns both now and forever. May we maintain our hope in the good news of the Prince of Peace, who has brought peace between God and mankind, and who promises to guard our hearts and minds with the peace that surpasses all understanding. And may we maintain our hope in the good news that Jesus has come with salvation. And as scripture declares, "Behold, today is the day of the Lord's favor. Today is the day of salvation." We have a living hope that is good news worth sharing. That hope and good news is the person of Jesus Christ. As I close in prayer, I echo the words of the Apostle Paul to the Romans when he said, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you have proven yourself faithful. Our hope is in nothing else but you, Lord. We thank you that we have good news that our God reigns, that heaven came to earth in the form of a baby, so that through that blessed child, we may all become children of God. We thank you that you have made peace between us and you through Jesus, and that through the blood of Jesus, we can declare that today is the day of salvation. Father, we ask that you, being the God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in you, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you everyone for joining us this morning. It's been such a privilege for me to be with you. Have a blessed Christmas season. Goodbye.